This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Barbershop Books, a children's literacy project, has supplied books in 185 barbershops in 44 cities and 20 states. It cost an average of $92 in 2010 in 2020 dollars to count one housing unit in the census. After declaring victory in a huge upset by 1,100 votes for Tiffany Caban, a young leftist public defender in Queens running for district attorney, paper ballots have now put Melinda Katz, the Queens borough president, ahead by 20 votes, triggering a manual recount in New York City. Cabani, the yogurt maker, has joined a program with Fairtrade USA to help struggling dairy farmers by creating fair trade milk, guaranteeing producers more income. Walmart has now partnered with Clio, a small Massachusetts company, to sell erotic toys in 4,300 of their 4,700 stores and online, everywhere but Virginia and Alabama, where laws forbid it. A new Trump administration rule is designed to prevent the collection of union dues from home care workers reimbursed from federal dollars. Eight states allow unionization of home care workers. SEIU represents 800,000 such workers, and AFSCME represents many as well. Five states, led by California, have a pending suit to block the rule. Thousands of mothers in Hong Kong demonstrated in support of the young protesters. Aggressive debt collection is back. In Philadelphia Municipal Court, the cases doubled almost to 16,200 in 2018 over 2016. In a 2015 study that compared fatalities, belted passengers sitting in the rear seat were 45% more likely to die than those sitting up front. Criminologists argue that crime is concentrated in hot spots heated up by a few people. One study found that 1% of the population in New Orleans counted for more than half of the deadly incidents between 2010 and 2014. In Boston, more than 705 of the shootings over 28 years were concentrated in less than 5% of the city's geography. The local newspaper in Youngstown, Ohio, The Vindicator, has announced that it is closing at the end of the summer after years of sustaining losses, leaving the city without a newspaper of any kind. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.